Hey, everybody, welcome back to Keeping It 1492, episode 31. Tommy Butch with the awesome intro.
Thank you.
Nerf gun to the dick.
Josh, we're cleaning out our basement, and Josh has found multiple Nerf guns.
Yeah. And Nerf guns are not very accurate, but this is a badass gun. If I actually liked shooting guns, I would, and this was a real gun, I would like this gun.
I don't think it'd be a very practical real gun.
It looks like something, you know that movie Wild Wild West with Will Smith?
Jim West's Desperado.
With the Wild Wild West.
Yes. Yes. This gun belongs in that movie.
Well, I mean, if they can have 100-foot giant spiders on steam power, why can't a gun look like that?
I never knew until recently that the bad guy was Kenneth Branagh.
Yeah, I have the same birthday as him.
Dude, Kenneth Branagh was like, I used to have this English teacher that like, just made me like appreciate Kenneth Branagh.
Was it Mrs. Van Leer?
No. What was her name? I can't recall her name, but we had the old Hamlet book.
Yeah, yeah.
And I still have that book, yeah. But it has a picture of Kenneth Branagh.
He's Hamlet. Yeah. It's funny because he's such like a classical actor, and then he's fucking the...
Where'd he get legs from?
Dr. Loveless, that's his name.
Right, and now he's like Hollywood movie director and does all these like crazy action movies. He did Murder on the Orient Express. That was his most recent film.
Well, I was going to say that I think the gun control movement should adopt the Nerf gun slogan, Nerf or nothing.
I saw there's
this
thing.
You're either only going to have Nerf guns or you're going to have nothing.
So Detroit, like they're pushing this agenda to do like paintball wars in the street. To curb... No, seriously. So, there was this video of like, this guy like popping out of the sunroof with a paintball gun shooting people. I thought it was pretty funny.
How are the Crips going to use blue paintballs and the Bloods are going to have
you
red?
You can still, like... That's why Nerf gun to the dick.
Oh, ow!
That hurt?
Yeah. Why do you have... Put that away. We're recording a podcast that 27 people are going to listen to.
Well, Tom, at least it wasn't a real gun. It's Nerf for nothing.
So we made it. Big news is we've added a few listeners, three that we actually know of. We've actually made the education system, which is huge.
Because we're a highly educational podcast.
Right.
Highway education?
Highly educational. Oh, highly. Listen with your ears, not with your nose.
Well, Highway 31 has a great history.
if we were an educational... See, Tom's good at like, the audio stuff, so we would need, like, kind of, like you know, when, like, the sound of running water and, like, crickets and...
Hi, welcome back to Keeping It 1492. Today we're going to talk about Highway 31. It's an interstate highway that runs through the northern states.
And I do.
That's right. I don't know. I don't think we should go that direction. I vote not to do that.
Tom, I can shoot you in the dick again. I don't fuck
or
around.
Or we could just, you know, focus on the podcast.
Oh, yeah. Hey, so...
We didn't even have a typical intro. That was just... The Nerf gun threw you just all off.
No, so I've been having a lot of sleeping issues recently. Like, I wake up... At like 1 or 2 in the morning, I go pee. I intentionally don't look at my phone, but I can't go back to sleep. And I like it's got to be a symptom of anxiety, but I think of things over and over and over again. Like, and I used to have it in like when I was going to either college or high school, when you would think of something that's due and you wouldn't, you know, it would just stay in your brain and you keep thinking about it. So I haven't been sleeping right, so that's kind of where I'm at. So I'm running on 3 hours of sleep. Probably 6 hours in the past 2 days.
That's not good.
No. And you feel like your vision is all blurry, and then I'm just like, ugh. And until I have my coffee, I don't feel right.
Yeah, humans don't sleep like that anymore. We're not hunter-gatherers anymore.
I'm going to invest in an eye mask and a more powerful melatonin.
It can't be a mask. It has to be an eye mask.
No. Well, it's either an eye mask or a Bane mask. Just because a Bane mask would be... Batman. Gotham will fall.
Well, my dad was having trouble sleeping a little bit different than what you described. He said he would wake up at, like, I don't know, like 2, 3 in the morning, and then just couldn't get back to sleep. So that part's kind of similar, but then he would, you know, eventually get back to sleep. But there's these articles about humans used to be in a 2-stage sleep cycle, like 100 years ago and before. That was very common.
Mm-hmm.
So you would like sleep at sundown, then you'd wake up like in the middle of the night and just be up for like 2 hours, maybe 3 hours tops. And you would just do whatever. Like you would read, you would like visit a friend even, or
at like 2 in the morning.
God, it's 3 in the morning. How you'd,
like,
doing?
you'd like fuck your wife or, you know, maybe the friend down the road.
Whoa, PG show.
Whoa, yeah.
Jeez, dude.
But then you'd go back to sleep until like the sun came up again, or, you know, like at a decent hour, because, you know, you think about like winter time around here. If you went to bed at sundown in the winter, you're going to bed at like 6 o'clock, yeah, or 5. Yeah.
How can we be a PG show and let Brockport middle schoolers listen to us when you're talking about giving a girl a Cleveland brown eye? Jesus.
I am Cleveland not brown eye. The Cleveland brown eye?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, a Brockport girl, so that's actually, you're right, because they'd be 0-16.
I see what you did there.
Yeah.
Well.
It's a good football reference, Tom. For you listeners in the education system, the Cleveland Browns last year went 0-16. And they got the first pick of the NFL draft, drafting Baker Mayfield. Most people know that pick will not work out for them at all, but congrats on that prestigious record, Cleveland Browns. What's he bake? What?
What does he bake? You said he was a baker.
Baker Mayfield. I don't know. I know he's a cocky bastard. And you know what? So I don't know if you follow. You don't really like the NFL.
Football whatsoever.
So I like football, but mostly for like fantasy, and like it keeps you up on all like the different teams. But I just think the draft is funny because you have all these like people who hype it up, and most of the players never amount to anything. So
I know I was with you a couple Fridays ago when people were just watching it and watching names be called up, and
yeah.
They're like scissoring in like the field while they wait for names to be called. It's just, it's a weird experience. It's right. Quite the show, though. It is a spectacle.
I think we should have fantasy football, but like take it to the next level and add in like hard fantasy elements. Like just be like, oh yeah, well my Tom Brady just grew a unicorn horn, which gives him +5 passing power.
How does that work?
You know, it's like a D&D.
Because there's so many fantasy leagues. I mean, there'd be so many different outcomes. Like
you got to like roll dice to at see some what point. Kind of power-ups you get.
Is his left leg like a turtle leg? His right leg's a motorcycle.
It's like, what's that? What was that game? Mutant football.
Mutant football. They're actually bringing it back.
Oh shit! I remember that.
It's NFL on PC. Blitz, right? They're bringing it back. Mutant leagues where you could like kill like you were different like mutants, and
they had a hockey too, one too. Yeah.
When I was a kid, I played it. I didn't play to win. I just played to hurt to eliminate as many of the other players, so the computer had a forfeit. I played for forfeits and nothing else. But they're bringing it back. It's going to be on the new PlayStation and Xbox, as well as PC.
Do you remember a game Bones called Jones Zombie,
or something like
Zombies
that?
Zombies Ate My Neighbors.
Yeah, I played that on an emulator not that long ago.
Yeah, it's such a great game, because you had like
it is a really good
little
game. Yeah.
Water gun and the fucking zombie. It was one of those games.
Yeah, you get like a ton of different weapons to use, and like the music was cool. It was cartoony, kind of took you through like different like almost like B-movie elements and stuff.
Yeah, but I know you don't play video games or video game consoles, but yeah, I think it's this summer Mutant League is coming back to PlayStation 4 and Xbox One.
Well, if it comes to Nintendo Wii, I'm all over it.
Oh, I saw there's certain games that
a console that's like 10 years old.
There's certain games that make me want to like get back into gaming, like there's this Spider-Man
sex simulators
game. Yes, but there's this Spider-Man game that I wanted to play. I saw like a preview of, and it just made me want like, but that's like a big investment at this point, because it's like $300 to $400 to buy the system. Then I would have to buy the game, which is another, what, 50, 60 bucks.
Mm-hmm. I think it's also a big time investment, too, like, on top of that. Like,
right.
Like, you wonder, like, all right, how much am I actually going to play this? And I mean, I still play Nintendo Wii, like, almost every day right now, but I know I'll go through stages where I won't touch it. So.
That's why I even bought a new console.
Yeah, because I just picked up Marvel Ultimate Alliance 2, a game I used to play over here a lot, but for PlayStation, but now I'm playing it for Nintendo Wii.
You'd come over and play with someone who's since left us?
Yes.
Gone to the higher plane of California?
Yeah. I gotta call him. Let's call him live.
I don't know how to do that. That's too much technology.
We could Skype him.
Yeah, that's just a lot.
Hey, you're on the podcast.
John would be very dirty.
Yeah.
No, but another game, games I used to love was WWE games.
Oh, that was one of like the, I remember this, one of the PlayStation games for that was one of the first games where you can create a character.
Yeah.
And it was like very detailed, so like we would make like a guy that has like blue skin and is like sickly thin, or you know, and
like a Smurf dying of starvation.
Yeah.
Hey, so we didn't talk about our sponsor of the show.
Who's our sponsor?
Preparation H. Oh. Sometimes you got an H-y butthole.
We do.
Right.
I shall call it Preparation H. That was a really bad Dr. Evil impression. But Mike Myers said, I think it was today I saw it, he wants to do another Austin Powers from the point of view of Dr. Evil.
Did you see that they're making a third villain, Ted,
after 25 years? Which I am pumped about.
I saw the interview. Keanu Reeves is looking quite haggard. Man is old.
He looks
good. Ted looks like Ted, but plus 30 years.
So here's the crazy thing, is that most of us can remember being 10 years old. And then right now, whatever, like you and I are 30, right? Fucking Keanu Reeves is now 50, 51 years old.
Have you guys watched Bill and Ted recently?
No.
Oh, yeah, I haven't watched it. I'm very fond of the movie.
I watched the second one
more so.
I think I watched the second one like last year, and it's actually like pretty fucking raunchy to today's standards.
It's like, it's very surreal. Like the scene when they go, I believe it's hell, and like the grandma and like trying to kiss.
Yeah, I remember seeing that as a little kid when I was on TV and just being like terrified.
Right,
the Easter Bunny was terrifying too. He's chasing him.
My mom brought me to that movie as a kid, and I hid in the bathroom the whole time. True story. And I actually enjoy it now. And who knew Keanu Reeves was going to have such a successful career?
Did your mom just like find you at the end of the movie and be like, "Whoa, that was a big poop"?
No, my mom knew I was such a little pussy bastard. There were so many things I like. There was one time we went.
Were you scared of bubbles?
No.
Did sprinkles overwhelm you?
All right. Sorry. I'll give you a few stories.
Remember one,
and I will expedite the stories. But one time, my mom brought me to like this like church thing. It was for Christmas, but it was like, you know, to get to know other kids and stuff. But like I walk in and I immediately see five fucking people in like full clown makeup and the clown shit.
Oh, that's terrifying. Dude,
I ran and like hid under a table. So this like dude in a clown makeup like looks under and I like attempt to kick him in the face, right? So like now I'm having like the people like.
Did you get escorted out?
No, they brought me into the back room, and then this one of the clowns was like, "Hey, you know, hey, it's all right." And he wiped off his makeup to show it was that he was just a person. I was like, "Oh, okay." And then at that point, that I got over my fear of clowns. And then, oh shit, I was just forgetting the last one. I mentioned the clowns. Oh yeah, so I had a big fear of roller coasters. So we went to.
I still do. Terrifying.
I don't like it. I don't like the feeling of them. Mm-mm. But we went to the like Ripley's, believe it or not, but they had like a roller coaster simulator. And
was that too much?
I refused to get on it. I just sat in the lobby. So this is when I'm 8 years old. Nowadays you couldn't do it. It's something like where my mom was like, "Just fuck it, do your thing," and I was just sitting in the lobby by myself. You know.
You see, I love roller coasters, but how do you guys feel about haunted houses?
Don't like them.
Yeah, I don't like that feeling.
It's the people, like, they just like stick their hands on and touch you. It's just, it's very invasive.
Well, it's always...
I don't like it.
It's always a thing whether they can touch you or not. Like, I think it depends on the place. But my parents love haunted houses, and they brought me to them since I was, like, 4 years old. And I've just been, like, scarred. Because I still remember when I was 4 years old, really vaguely, we're at this haunted house, and part of the memory is my parents telling me, but there was a giant Frankenstein. Like, it was, like, a guy on stilts or something at the very end who was just like, but he was gigantic. And
did you kick the stilt out?
No, I ran out into the parking lot, and my parents had to chase me into the parking lot.
Well, so you didn't run to the street.
I know, right? Yeah. But then there was just countless other ones. Like, there's one at Darien Lake that was really well done. Like, it had a lot of, like, weird... You just went from, like, scene to scene to scene.
Well, that's big for Darien Lake in the fall time.
It was... Remember that nightmare roller coaster where it was, like, all in the dark?
Yeah. That sounds... That, it, after that, because that was very, so, like, short
existence.
Yeah,
it was in between... They were taking down that roller coaster, and then before they started, like, the Batman show,
right.
It was like, all right, we're going to put a haunted house in this building for Halloween.
So you mixed a roller coaster with a dark room and
it
put
wasn't
it together.
A roller, well, that was the nightmare coaster, which I liked, but this was just in the same building.
Right. It was a very small building. It's kind of like, have you ever been to Seabreeze?
No.
Probably like the bobsleds, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I think I was like 6 or 7 years old, and... At first, I thought it was, like, almost like a fun house because they had this part where it's, like, a black-lit, like, hallway, and there was these platforms that were moving. So, like, me and my brother and my cousin were just, like, running through there, like, yeah, this is so fun. And then it gets to, like, this room that's, like, set up like a fancy, like, mansion hall, and there's this, like, guy, this actor who is, like, all dressed up nice, and he seems, like, really uncomfortable and fidgeting. And then he proposes to my mom. He, like, gets on a knee and proposes to her with a ring. And I'm just, like, 6 years old, like, what the fuck? So then my mom's loving it. She's just like, oh, I'm already married. But then it was, like, the scene, and then the guy just flips the fuck out. He's like, everyone out! Get out! And then we go on to, like, you know, all these other rooms. Like, there was, like, the classic cannibal kitchen where they're, like, eating somebody. So me and my cousin just start, like, crying through this whole thing because he's, like, the same age as me. My parents love it. Like, there's, like, a torture chamber, a guy in, like, a stretcher thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. It's like, do you need an aspirin? And they just love messing with the people. And this haunted house ended, you're in hell. And there's fucking Satan sitting on a throne with, like, bone clothes and stuff. And just like, I decided to spare you. Get out before I change my mind. So I'm, like, 6 years old thinking I'm in hell. And then this year my parents are like, do you want to go on a haunted hayride with us? We're going to a haunted hayride. And I'm like, no. And they're very adamant, like, come on, you really can't go to one, you're a man, you're grown up, and I'm like, no, I have no desire to do that.
My mom, up until recently, thought we went to a carnival one time, and it was like one of those, like, hall of mirrors, so it was a room just full of mirrors where you see your reflection. So I'm probably 5 or 6 years old, and I'm just, you know... running through there as a little kid, I literally, like, sprint into one of the mirrors, and I knock myself out.
Ooh.
So
wow. They
had to come and take me out of there. And my mom, up until recently, was like, I remember when you were so afraid, they had to get people to go into the Hall of Mirrors to take you out. I was like, no, Mom, I knocked myself out. I was 6 years old. I sprinted because it's like, head on into a fucking mirror, you know, because at that point, you don't really understand. Like, that was my first introduction to it.
My niece did that. We were at a...
She's waiting for it.
Tom, you're very fucking slow on your reactions. Like,
I was in the middle of storytelling. My brother's niece actually did that. We were in the mall in Syracuse for his birthday, and we went into one of those mirror things, and she just started booking it.
Ooh, Destiny
and she went
mall?
Straight into one of the mirrors because it's a mirror house thing.
Yeah.
She had to get a cold compress because she ran. And so she's very young, so she's probably scarred from mirrors forever.
Right.
So I would be, because that didn't look pleasant all you heard was like, and you're like, child down.
That shit was scary. I mean, I'm sure there's lots of stuff that your parents did to you as a child that still fuck you up till this day.
Well, it's funny, like, when I was 16, I was dating this girl that lived in Greece. And
ooh.
What was her name?
Casey.
Ooh.
Anthony?
Yeah, Casey Anthony.
Did she start? Did she? She was pretty start
hot.
Daycare?
She was pretty hot for a girl with a kid. But
are you friends with her on Facebook?
I am, but it was weird. Like, I haven't been on Facebook since November. But like,
oh yeah,
I haven't seen her on Facebook for years, and then all of a sudden, I think she like activated her account again.
Oh,
so she started like liking some of my things, but then she got like fucking engaged. So I'm just like, let's go.
You are her Facebook good luck Chuck. She likes your info, and then she's got like preggy.
But so when I was dating her, we had to go to Fear at Frontier Field, and I was that, 16, so I couldn't just be like, I actually am afraid of haunted houses. So.
Yeah, sure, you were tough and strong, and
well, like we were cool. Holding hands through this thing, and I kept it cool.
Holding hands,
I kept it cool through like most of the thing, but then like there's this one. It's always the fucking, the guy at the very end, like, you think you're out of it, and then, gets the chainsaw going, and chases
you. Did you shriek?
I don't, maybe, probably did, but I at least, like, started running a little bit, but I think I was still holding her hand, so maybe she was running too, hopefully.
You're sprinting, dragging her, and she's rolling around on the ground.
Let's get out of here. He's got a chainsaw. Yeah. So it's funny, like, I like horror movies and stuff, but, I mean, that kind of came later. I never, like, watched them until I got older, and I was like, I can handle this.
Reminiscing once more, though, there was this one, we went to, like, a haunted maze, and there was, like, one, like, portion of it I was like expecting, like I knew someone was going to pop out of the ground, so it was like you went up, you saw three graves, so you knew like one of those graves, like someone was going to pop out, right? So this guy, like, it was like a zombie Elvis, he popped out, like, and I was like, that was lame, and he's like, hey, fuck you. I was like, touche. Well, okay, but Like the freaky part about like that corn maze is it wasn't like you were expecting things, but like people would walk through the corn and then like cut you off and then just keep on walking, and that was a scary aspect.
Well, part of the problem with those things is the people they get for them, because most of the time they're not paid. They're doing it just because
they want to mess with people.
People are that into horror movies. They're that into like dressing up and scaring people that you don't need to pay people to be part of haunted houses. You're just like, hey, Craigslist, you want to be part of this?
When I managed the Halloween store, people come in and it was their Christmas. They drop thousands of dollars on Halloween.
Yeah.
And they buy. And at the end of the day, we sold all their stuff because like at that point, they're just trying to make all the money off it because it's a seasonal store. Like, we would have giant displays, and people would buy them.
Are these, back, like, people who, like, owned and operated, like, a haunted house, I'm assuming?
No, like, some people kind of make their yard like that for trick-or-treaters.
I would, like, our biggest display, like a guy in an electric chair, like shaking.
No, like, our giant displays are in the store. Like, a display as big as, like, say, this room, they would buy, and they came back in, like, six trips in their truck and took it back home. Because they're trying to make money off everything, including, like, the displays. So they're like, yeah, $100. And we take $100 for a... And the SKUs are just like...
Is this after Halloween, though?
Yeah. Because, like, the Halloween store is open for, like, 5 days after, where they just clearance everything, and the displays go on sale with stickers like, buy this for $100. And it's a giant display. They're very chintzy displays because they're seasonal. But, yeah, there's people that treat it like Christmas that spend thousands of dollars on it.
That's something we should do. So if we're going to throw a Halloween party, we do it a week after Halloween. So.
When everything's cheap, including the beer.
We can't, yeah.
Right. Well, the beer's always cheap if you're drinking Jenny. Keeping it $14.92, sponsored by Jenny.
Or sponsored
Rudy
by...
Rudy Red Kolsch.
You guys should really come out to the country to buy beer. Because...
It's cheaper there?
No, it's not, but...
It's just an experience. People,
they give you an experience. So I bought this case of Jenny at Burn Dairy yesterday because I'm always running late.
Which
for
Burn Dairy?
The one right in Brockport.
That's a cultured one.
Okay.
That's a fancy one.
So you're heading up It's not 19.
31.
31. I'm bad with roads. I lived there.
You grew up there.
This is our Highway 31 educational special.
Okay.
So one of the
road was first built in 1964 as an extension off the New York State Thruway Program.
Oh, that's man. Older than that. That's mighty fine corn you have.
Yeah, so I buy a 12-pack of Jenny. I was looking for the Kolsch. They didn't have it. I even went into like the beer room.
Ooh, the just beer to
double
room.
Check. Like, is it?
Yeah.
did an Eskimo offer you a handy in there?
Yes.
Oh yeah, we'll do it here. We'll do it near the ice cubes.
So I buy it, and the cashier, I can tell he's got a little hick thing going on, and he's just like, all right, 12 cans for whatever reason. He was like. He was like, 12 cans of beer, that comes to $6.92. And he's like, wow, that's like 90 cents a can.
That's terrible.
And I was just like,
that's the math.
I don't know.
That's like 62 cents a can.
Less than 50 cents a can.
And,
no.
I think it probably came to like 7.92.
Oh, yeah, a little more.
If you just do simple math, 6.92 divided by 10 is 69 cents.
I was making up the numbers.
But I'm saying, add the two, you're over 50. We're talking like 58 cents.
Yeah.
But okay. I mean, who's counting really?
Yeah, so he was like, like, that comes to like 90 cents a can. And I'm like, yeah, can't beat it.
58 cents.
And it was a higher number.
58 cents.
And then
I was closer.
Closer, okay, Tab. I'm the best with math.
Wrong.
No, so then he's just like, yup, and it's brewed about 15 miles that way.
How old was this fucker?
He was like in his 40s or 50s, probably.
He's never been to the big city where they make the Jenny.
Dude, I've
never been 15 miles that way before.
Do you ever have those like old people who tell you obvious facts and they like, and you're just like, you don't want to hurt their feelings. You're like, yeah.
Oh yeah.
Jenny beer. You know, that's brewed in Rochester, right?
Says right on the can. What
do you know? The Rochester Red Wings, they're from Rochester, right?
It says right here on the 90-cent can, it's New York's oldest brewery, founded in 1878.
Does it say Rochester on the can?
Isn't it the country's oldest brewery?
No, isn't that Rochester, Yingling. New York? I'm pretty sure it's Yingling's America's oldest brewery.
Yeah, but Genesee's got
to
be
the problem
right
is the Prohibition closed a lot of old beer places down because they couldn't stay in business.
Well, if they would have just made soft drinks, some sweet shakes and stuff, maybe they could have stayed in business.
Yeah, like they're going to...
Because, drinking died in the 20s and 30s.
Like, they're going to beat Coca-Cola.
It's the only time Canada made something better than us was then. Because everyone wanted that Canadian whiskey.
Yeah, there's a lot of...
I watched Boardwalk Empire.
I have a map of Hamlin, and there are a bunch of bootlegging places on the coast of Hamlin.
You've regaled us with this tale before, about the bootleggers of Hamlin. As far as they never made a documentary about it.
Well, regale is like a Spanish word for gift.
Yeah, you gifted us
so
with that story.
I'm giving you a gift again.
Yeah, but it's like syphilis. No one wants it. Columbus sure as shit didn't want it.
I'm sure they had a lot of rum on that boat.
Oh, they definitely did.
And they probably used it to clean out their wounds. No, they probably didn't. They probably weren't that smart yet.
No, they would have saved the rum for other, probably more important things.
Tom, don't make me shoot me in the dick again.
So, Kyle, did you hear the news about R. Kelly? Josh dropped this on me right before we started
recording.
I
heard he like did a golden shower on an underage girl.
Again. That's already happened. That happened once. No, Josh earlier was telling me that there's stories coming out that R. Kelly had sex slaves. And I looked at him like, this is coming from the same man that peed on a 15-year-old. This is not a shocking revelation.
So he supposedly has two houses, like one in Chicago and one
and
in
one
Atlanta.
Is like a sex slave house.
No, both of them are.
Again, this is the man that pissed on a 15-year-old twice.
Right. But he's still making I Can Fly royalties. Or what was the name of that song?
Well, Ignition Remix is the greatest song ever made. So that's
dude. He,
never
but
gonna
he
go
had
away.
The whole like second, no pun intended, but the second coming of R. Kelly because of the whole Trapped in a Closet series.
It's still great.
That is a pretty entertaining series. I don't think I've even watched the whole thing, but like
it's,
just
it's
the
very
bit.
Long.
I mean, it is really long. A midget. Midget,
there's 12, midget. 36 parts.
The only reason, I still remember that is from the South Park episode when it was like John Travolta and Tom Cruise, like, oh my god, Yeah. Oh my god, Tom Cruise in the closet. Oh my god.
The real thing. I'm gonna have to go back and watch that.
Hey, John.
And I'm pulling out my Beretta. And he's knocking on the door.
R. Kelly says that these allegations of sex slaves are a money grab, and they're trying to tarnish his legacy.
Right. Because it just... sex, like, a story about sex slaves just randomly comes
up. Take it from Kanye. Slaves are voluntary.
Yeah, they definitely chose to be sex slaves.
Kanye is so distant from reality at this point.
Have you heard his new song?
The Poop?
Yeah. No, not The Poop Scoopity-Doop.
That's what I do when I scoop my cat's poop.
No.
I feel like that's what he was doing when he wrote it.
Scoop, diddy boop.
I mean, when he like hit the button on his remote for his automatic cat scooper.
Yeah, and it happens to record sound. Poop, poop, the scoop, poop, poop.
This is a brilliant song. He released another new song. It's called like Yay vs. Everyone or something like that, where T.I. is the voice of America talking about how he's crazy and all this nonsense.
Oh, he is. But here's the thing, honestly, like, so that
song.
That guy who ranted on Kanye in the TMZ video, he was completely right, the whole rant, but then when you call, like, you go on this awesome rant, and then he's like, but Kanye, you're a genius. Stop calling Kanye West a genius. The man's not a fucking genius.
I mean, he is the modern-day Mozart.
See, you need the Jeopardy one. Do, ooh! Give me a... Ooh.
I mean, he is.
Play it. God damn, you are...
Was you're Kanye, not on your was game Kanye writing music at 4 years old?
Oh, it's called Yay vs. the People.
I asked for the home improvement.
I'm sorry. I got like four screens going on. I'm sorry. I apologize that I'm not... See, this is like from... If you ever watched the film... The Deeds.
Okay. Jesus. So this episode is sponsored by Indeed. Indeed.com, because we are looking for another sound technician other than Tom.
Oh, sorry. The Deeds, the goods. When Chris Mr. Robinson Deeds. From The Office fame, he says that when you control the music, or in this case, the sound effects, you don't let the mob, the peasants, you guys, control when I play things. That is rule number one from The Goods from Craig Robinson. See? This is like when you gave the peasants books to read. They just rebel.
And that's how we keep it 1492.
Free potatoes for all.
Kyle, can you play that again?
That was actually me improvising because I'm take this requests? Generation's...
Run it back. I'm gonna freestyle. Poop, 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 scoop, scoop, poop, poop, scoop, poop, scoopity doop, poop, 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 doop, scoop, scoop, doop, 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 poop, all that scoop.
China.
I didn't have that much. I just want to say poop, did you scoop, doop, did you skip, dip, doop, did poop.
It's been a while since I looked up.
When you are that rich. You can release a song like that and still consider yourself a fucking genius.
They're saying he did it to make fun of a DJ that is says he's terrible at making fun of him, so he just wanted to make a stupid song that would get millions of plays just because.
Yeah.
Do you still like Kanye?
I don't know. Well, I mean, I still like him because he's our modern-day Mozart. But, like, his new music, like Life of Pablo, I just didn't understand.
You're being facetious when you say that.
No, I'm not.
You understand that college Mozart... College
dropout late
modern day Mozart. He's not a modern day
Mozart.
College dropout late registration are two of the greatest albums made.
Mozart was writing music when he was 4 years old. And then what people don't really realize...
Ye was too.
Is Mozart was... no one really liked him when Mozart was an adult because they kind of looked at him like, oh, you're that like child star.
Like the child prodigy.
Yeah, like you were cool when you were a kid because it was like magical that you could do that as a kid, but now we don't really care. But he was like really against authority because everyone at the time would be like, I'm the court composer for this guy or that guy, so I just write what the king wants me to write.
Mm-hmm.
And he was trying to go against that. So he was like one of the first people that was like, fuck it, I'm just going to do what I want. So he kind of changed music in that way. And just, like, writing what he actually wanted to write.
That's when Mozart dropped his first track.
Have you guys ever seen the movie Amadeus?
Yeah.
It's so good. That's how he really was. Like, he really acted like a kid. Mozart actually wrote a song called Lick My Arse. So in that way, he's a little like Kanye.
Really?
Yeah, it was like a fun
Was he the
song.
Front runner for hip-hop? And it's aggressive
I
lyrics?
I would say so. He used to write to his mom a lot.
I mean, did Sir Mix-a-Lot steal that from him?
Mozart used to write back and forth with his mom and just do they would do poop jokes with each other, like no joke.
So did he do poop dibbity scoop do poop to poop first?
He probably did, is okay. What I'm saying.
So we need Mozart's estate to sue Kanye West.
So you know how like there's like this class of society that holds himself so high, but Mozart was kind of a common man, right? If he could kind of...
I mean, he came from a family of composers. His dad was like a super big composer.
So he was not a common man. He was an elitist.
But they still could
he was like losing money though because he didn't want to do what people were telling him to do all the time. He was trying to do what he wanted to do.
When did Mozart, was he around?
1600s, right?
No, probably like late 1700s, because Beethoven met Mozart when Beethoven was like a teenager. He met Mozart, and Mozart was like, hey, you doing good, kid.
So we're still talking about the...
How old was... Mozart was still pretty young when he died,
yeah,
right?
I think he died in his 30s. I could be wrong, but I think he was like in his 30s when he died.
Did he get a bunch of tail, though?
His wife in Amadeus was pretty hot, if that's... I mean, I think he married that one girl and had a bunch of kids.
See, that just makes me want to pee, Tom. I have a loose bladder, so I instantly want to pee.
Yeah, listeners, like, if you don't know Josh, which everyone you do, you know he takes... He has to go number one every 3 minutes. You go out on a Friday night, he's in the bathroom more than he's in the bar.
Our next break is sponsored by my bladder, because I always got to pee.
Not tampon?
No.
I might need one of those, too. Hey-o!
Josh's bladder is the next P. Diddy.
Ow! So I just bought new shorts.
You already got them wet?
So, no, here's the... You know when you buy, like, new, like, fabric or, like, new shorts? Like,
yeah.
You get, like, you always have that pee drip, right? Don't give me that look like you don't have that
pee drip. I do. I'm laughing because I understand too much. Like, I'll spend, like, an extra minute just
right,
trying to shake it all
even,
out.
Even if you
Instead
do
of
that,
PC, got PD.
But even if you do that, you still get the drip. So, it's like Pong, though, because it's like... The new shorts have like this like reflective material on it. It's like doop 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 doop, and then it like goes down your leg and you can just feel it. And you're like, oh no, it's happening again.
Oh shucks.
So I bought new shorts and I'm like, I got the drip going.
That's the only thing. Like, cause I like bright colors.
There's only yeah.
And so I'm going to the Pokes for Memorial Day, as I do, and I bought a nice pair of. Not quite bubblegum pink. A little lighter.
Tom, I'm going to shoot you in the dick.
I mean, I would say it's like a rose pink pair of shorts.
Okay.
And I've never had...
Is it like the color of that, or is that too purple, that shirt?
As Josh has just medically defined it as the drip. I've never had it, but now I'm super scared that when I break out my rose gold light...
Wear them once. You got to wear them once, wash them, and then you got the drip is gone.
Just wear a cup.
You get the absorbs.
Okay. That's just weird that you got the drip.
It is. So there's only two times you can refer to the drip. It's when you do cocaine because you get the drip. And then when you wear brand new shorts, you get the drip. But completely different context.
Yeah, a little bit. Night and day.
Right. And like, because anytime you soil yourself, because even when you get the drip, you're soiling.
Oh, there's a third one. Like, how is this coffee made? With a drip.
Oh yeah, that's true. I went to speaking of that, I don't know why, but there's this place behind on Park Avenue where they make cold brew coffee, and I like walked in and I just wanted a cup of coffee, and I saw.
Do they not have?
Oh, is it that like
Edith, like Glen Edith or something?
I don't know if that's the place I'm thinking of.
It's right on Park Ave. Like,
there's one that's like behind Park Ave that has like wood all over the place and like.
Yeah,
I got pissed off there because I was just like, just give me like a regular coffee, and they're like, helping all these other people. So I came up to the counter like twice and I'm just waiting for that regular coffee. And like the girl was just like, "Sir, it's coming." Like, wait. I'm just like, okay. Like, seems like you're making like lattes and stuff before my regular coffee.
Your coffee's too plain. It's too simple.
I knew I was in the wrong joint when I was looking at donuts, and they were like $4.50 a piece. I'm like, oh, that's a bargain.
So they were gourmet donuts.
And I'm looking, there's nothing special. It wasn't Mozart cum or Mozart dust on them. It was just fucking donuts that didn't look like any fucking special donut.
Would you eat 300-year-old
donuts?
Mozart cum?
I would.
That's what you would do for money.
No, I would. Yeah, I think that's one of those things, like, you'd be like, I got Mozart in me.
And then Mozart up in heaven would do that Amadeus laugh where it's like, ha 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 ha. If you haven't seen Amadeus, you would.
Yeah, what, that, not. Like, purple pink wig in Amadeus?
Yeah.
Is that an actual true thing?
I don't know. But he was, like, everyone described him as, like, really childlike. Like, he just, like, didn't have, like, common manners of the time.
If you grow up as part of the proletariat, you know, it's going to happen.
He's bourgeois as they come.
I always get that mixed up.
Well, the bourgeois is the adjective and bourgeoisie is the noun.
But, I mean, he was part of the elite.
That's what one of my Marxist professors...
Because think, that was back in the time of patronage, so if his dad was well-to-do or well-known, he would have had fancy rich people paying him to compose music, correct?
Amadeus. Amadeus. Ooh, Amadeus.
Amadeus.
Ooh, rock me, Amadeus.
Do you remember The Simpsons?
Yeah, Dr. Zeus.
Get your hands off me, you dirty ape.
I remember, like, being a kid, and I had no idea what the context was. I was still thinking that was hilarious.
All right.
Is that a good place to end
it? I think it's a good place to end it. I mean, before we start going, unless there's before an anime you want to quote. I mean, you have gone through five bushes, and you haven't had to get up yet. So, I feel like we should end it before you need to make multiple bathroom trips.
Scoopity dip poop poop loop loop choop poop dooty dooty scoop. This week's episode was brought to you by potatoes before the famine.
Thank you everyone for listening to Keeping It 1492. And for our new listeners in academia, you can expect more skin flute solos and more of this.
Anya, I need you to let me play flute on your next album.